Booker says there are more than 1,000 backlogged DNA tests at the crime lab, some of which are delaying ongoing murder trials. He says it's time to get rid of a law passed in the wake of Stephen Avery's exoneration in 2003. He says prisoners seeking to prove their innocence shouldn't have their DNA tests processed ahead of evidence needed to prosecute suspected murderers.
I deal with these post-conviction motions all the time in cases where DNA is present. I just do not believe pushing them to the front of the line, especially in light of the significant backlog we have at the crime laboratory, is appropriate.
But the director of the Wisconsin Innocence Project says there have been only a handful of such cases since the law was enacted, and only one in the last 3 months. Keith Findlay says the law requires that a judge order the test. Even then, the crime lab won't process it before more pressing cases. Mike Bauer, a spokesperson for Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager, says changing the law won't solve the backlog problem.
The effect that the Avery legislation has on the number of cases at the crime lab is minimal.
But Booker says his proposal is part of a package of reforms aimed at speeding up DNA tests. He also wants to hire 10 new DNA analysts. He says he'd raise some of the funds for hiring them by charging defendants a $50 surcharge for all tests done at the crime lab.
So right now, there's an $8 state crime laboratory drug law enforcement surcharge. $8 won't even buy you a test tube.
But AG spokesperson Mike Bauer says 4 new DNA analysts are being trained now, and the department hopes to speed up testing using a robotic system that should be ready to go online soon. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.